Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there and greetings, dear friend, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of the Sounds of Faith radio broadcast right here from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina. Pastor Barry Goodman, and I'm his associate now of 35 years, Brother Johnny Owens, and your host here on the Monday through Friday broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we appreciate it so very much. We'll get right into the singing. Here's a good picking number from the Gospel Hymn Boys, a good song that says, I'm saved by grace. Amen.
I was alone in darkness, out in the world of sin. No peace or contentment, no joy deep within. Then Jesus came into my heart, His Spirit moved in.
Let me now forever
from out of my sin. I used to be a sinner, now I'm saved by grace. Glory to Jesus for taking my place. Sinner now, saved by grace. Glory to Jesus for taking my place.
Amen. Well, how many times have we said it on the broadcast? For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. I tell you, that's how you get in, friend. If you're going to heaven today, you're going the grace way. Amen. Amen. Good job there from the Gospel Hymn Boys. Amen. We appreciate you listening today to the Sounds of Faith, but we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the church. If you are a listener, and you pretty much can realize what kind of church you have. We have here, by the music that you hear, by the King James Bible that you hear preached, and we'd love to have you come. If you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at Faith, and maybe you just want to come and visit with us, and we'd like to meet you. If you're a listener to Sounds of Faith, we'd love to meet you. And we've had people come and say we hear you on the broadcast, and we're thankful for that, and we appreciate that, knowing that there are people who are listening, and we thank God for it. And we'll have our service tonight at 7 o'clock as our prayer meeting service, our midweek service. So we have that going on tonight. Then on the Lord's Day, we'll have Sunday school at 10, worship at 11, 6 o'clock in the evening service, and we'd love to have you come and visit here at the Faith Baptist Church, located simply right on the corner of Highway 18 South, 5 miles from Shelby, at the intersection of Highway 180, 2 miles or so from the South Carolina state line. Amen. We'd love to have you come and visit with us here at Faith. Well, Brother Humphreys, who's in heaven today, he'll be singing for us by CD, of course, a beautiful song, Touring That City.
Hey. many times I have wondered at the sights of that city and all that my eyes shall behold. I will see all the wonders when I enter that city, there forever to be safe in His fold. Some morning you'll find me touring that city where the Son of God is the light. You'll find me there on the street so pretty, made of gold so pure and so bright. With Jesus, the one who gave me the victory, who led me across the divide. Some morning you'll find me touring that city where with Him I will ever abide. Here on earth we have troubles that to us seem so heavy, but in heaven no one will be sad. Mom and Dad will be singing, heaven's praises will be ringing for the dearest friend I ever had. Some morning you'll find me touring that city where the Son of God is the light. You'll find me there on the street so pretty, made of gold so pure and so bright. With Jesus, the one who gave me the victory, who led me across the divide. Some morning you'll find me touring that city where with Him I will ever abide. Some morning you'll find me touring that city where the Son of God is the light. You'll find me there on the street so pretty, made of gold so pure and so bright. With Jesus, the one who gave me the victory, who led me across the divide. Some morning you'll find me touring that city where with Him I will ever.
Amen. Touring that city, Brother Humphreys. Amen. Thank God for that good song. And good reminder of that one day, this life is not all there is. No, this life is not all there is. There's a home beyond the river, just around the bend. Amen. We could be home. Praise His name. Well, in our truth for today, we'll take it again. We've had one already this week out of the book of Deuteronomy. We'll go to Deuteronomy 33 and take in verse 13 and verse 14, which says this: And of Joseph he said, Blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew and for the deep and coucheth depth or beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things which forth by the moon. Now, why in the world are we talking about today, Brother Johnny? Well, simply this. How often do we praise God for life personally, and for the production of the land at our disposal? You know, all the glory is due to His name. We ought to say, Father, hey, we ought to praise Him today in Jesus' name. I mean, think about it. Think about it. God made this world and all there is in 6 literal days. God gave us every resource necessary to provide here upon this earth and to live a life of bounty and a life of blessing. I'm talking from the very natural resources of this planet. God did that, friend. It ain't about Mother Nature. It's about Father God. Amen. 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 Join me for a moment of prayer. Our blessed Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee today, asking You, dear Lord, to forgive us of our sin. Forgive us where we have come short of Thy glory. Cleanse our heart, I pray. Lord, I do thank You for the place that we live, the land that we enjoy, the productivity of this earth. God, just for the natural things of this world, the water that we drink, the air we breathe, those come from the very hand of God. Thank You for that today. You certainly are the great God of creation, the God of conversion, the God of Calvary. Thank You, dear Lord, that You also are soon coming, King. Thank You for who You are and for what You've done. Now, Lord, I do ask that You touch the petitions on my heart and mind. Now, those that may be praying even now as well, touch them, I pray, and their families. Bless those listeners that are so faithful to listen to the Sounds of Faith. Touch them, I pray. Give them even some handfuls on purpose, Lord. Drop a few handfuls of blessings in our way today, I pray. Thank You again for this broadcast, for this good radio station, for the internet, for the Just Jesus radio app, and all those things that carry the broadcast. Thank You. Bless those hands that work so diligently to keep not just this broadcast, but others like it going strong. Thank You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, we're going to hear a good choir number here. This is, relatively a new song for us. We've been singing it a while now, but talking about my hope is in the blood. Amen. That's true. That's true. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Amen. Paul Peter said that Jesus, hey, died for the world, not just for the sin, not for my sins, but for the sins of the world. He shed His blood. Amen. Here's the choir singing for us today.
Every hope that I have here in this old sinful world is anchored in the blood of the Lamb. Though the billows are raging and we're tossed to and fro, there is peace beneath that flow. My heart
and my hope is in the blood of the Lamb of God. Amen. Make no mistake about it, friend. That's how you're going to get in. You're not going to get in on works. Not going to get in on church membership. Not going to get in on because of the baptismal pool. And I believe in all those things. But you know what? You're going to go in on the blood of Jesus Christ. We ought not forget that. Don't ever forget that. Amen. Well, Brother Justin and the girls are going to bring back a song that we used to sing it with Vintage Faith years ago and made popular by the inspiration, the old inspirations. Amen. Hope you'll be blessed by this one. It says, I have not forgotten. Forgotten. Amen. Brother Justin Morrow, Alana Douglas, and Haley Douglas Mullinax singing a beautiful I Have Not Forgotten song. Amen. Well, in the Word of God, I'll draw your attention back to the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians, and we're interested today in verse 11, 12, and verse 13, which says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer in need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. We noticed yesterday, we looked at the first resource that we have that I believe that we can surely guarantee us a contented life, and we can live in that state of contentment as Paul described in verse number 11. We looked at the overruling providence of God yesterday in verse number 10. And now in this text, and I've read to you verse 11, 12, and 13, I want you to notice the unfailing power of God. Just as much as I believe that God is omniscient, He can do all things, and He goes ahead of us and works things out in the future, I believe that God's power is unfailing. Paul is quick here to let us know that he is not complaining. He's saying here, most of us, you know, most of us have learned how to be a base. That means to be within want. Because when that happens, we run right to God. We try and ask Him for whatever we are in need of. But you know, I found to be true that most people can handle want a lot easier and better and more spiritually than we can handle the abundance, abounding. You know, some people don't know how to handle success. They don't know how to handle prosperity. They can't handle the blessings of God. Paul says the unfailing power of God is not based on these things. It's based on His power indeed. You know, even in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 17, you find where the Lord's told that church there of Laodicea. He said, you say that you're rich and you increase with goods and have need of nothing. You know, I tell you what, friend, today we got to realize that what we have is from God. All that we are is of God. And boy, I tell you, Paul says in that verse number 12, he said, he uses the word there. He says, in all things I am instructed. Instructed. That word instructed there carries a very deep meaning. It's not the same as learned in the prior verse, in verse number 11. It's not the same. Instructed here means to initiate into the secret. In other words, the word is used here. Many of the pagan religions uses reference to their inner secrets, you know. But through trial and testing, where Paul's in prison, right? Paul is initiated into the wonderful secret of contentment. In spite of poverty, in spite of prosperity, Paul says in verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You know, friend, let me tell you something today. We have the resource inside of us to enable us to live a contented life. We have the resource inside of us to cause us to live a spiritual life. I don't believe God would ask us to do anything that we could not do. Any parent is not going to set their child up to fail. No, we want our children to succeed. And God being our Heavenly Father, He does not desire us to fail. He has given us every resource to succeed. When I use success, I mean in the spiritual realm. You know, in society, we measure success by how big the bank account is, or how big the house is, or how many cars are in the garage. But in God's economy, He measures success by faithfulness, by maturity, by that kind of thing, right? You know, but you know, if you think about it, even in nature, okay, we're talking about resources. All of nature, to some degree, is, you know, depends on hidden resources. Think about this. Even the great trees, the trees that may be in your yard or maybe down at the riverbank or whatever, the great trees They send their roots down into the earth to draw up water and minerals. Rivers have their sources in those snow-capped mountains in a lot of places. But the most important part of the tree is the part you cannot see. And friend, let me tell you, the greatest part of the believer is that part, that resource inside that helps influence and to develop the outside. Paul has said many times how dependent he is on the power of God at work in his life. He tells us this in many verses. I don't have time to turn and read all of them. I'll give them to you. If you'd like to write them down, you can read them yourself. Paul talks about the power of God of Christ, or the power of Christ that works in his life. Talks about that in chapter number 1 and verse number 6. Again in chapter 1 and verse 21. In chapter 2 in verses 12 and 13, you'll find it there again. And then in chapter number 3 and verse number 10, which I will read because it's right here, it says this: that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable to his death. Then he says in chapter 3, verse 10, I just read that to you. Then he says here in this great classic verse of chapter number 4 and verse number 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. For us to say that we cannot live a contented life is to discount the resource of God's unfailing power in our life. It doesn't mean that we're not going to fail. It doesn't mean we're not going to get weak. But we have the ability within us that enables us and makes us adequate to live for the glory of God. Well, listen, you can do everything that God has asked you to do because of his unfailing power. Now, we have one more that we're going to break up into 2 days because it's more lengthy than the other two. But I'll go and tell you, tomorrow and Friday, we're going to be looking at the unchanging promise of God. We've seen his overruling providence, his unfailing power, and then we're going to conclude the week in the next 2 days with the unchanging promise of God. Be back with us again tomorrow. Have a great day.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.